The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with me out there. There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with Michael Jordan. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Kobe Bryant. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Tiger Woods, right? Tiger wasn't trying to be friends with anybody. Tiger had no friends. Tiger's friends were guys that he knew he could kick their butt.
I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people you can't do shit yourself. You need to show people that you could do it.
Yeah, keep moving, baby. Keep moving. I love it. I love it. Listen. I've been down with me since I started training. I love it. The more you pull me, the stronger I get, baby. I'm used to this. Y'all can't stop me. Keep it up, baby. Keep it up. Y'all can't stop me.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
You don't know when the end is coming, but you still need to fight like the second mouse who gets out, gets right off, and gets put back in. And the only certainty that I can give you is that it's the same thing that every other mouse, every other person who got through that period went through. And you won't die. And if you do die, you won't care because you'll be dead.
When I wake up in the morning, I have got to be running towards the thing that I want to do and not walking towards it. Not, oh, I really don't feel like doing this, or God, why did I agree to do this? Or why did I get into this business with somebody at such, I got to be running to it. And I realize that if I'm able to do that, get up in the morning and run to it, then I'm in that place of joy and happiness. Doesn't mean that the work goes away, the work ethic goes away. You work even harder, but so I got to run towards it.
A fighter, a fucking cage fighter at the highest level of the game. Talking about a guy who knocked out Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? He's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
So like his ability to like get things done is exceptional.
Yeah.
You know, he's an exceptional person. And so his understanding of that fact, that you can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff.
What are you fucking doing today, tomorrow, the next fucking day? That's why I'm listening to theorists. I don't listen to all that bullshit. I listen to a motherfucker who's like this, man. What's wrong, man? I'm fucking tired, dude. Why are you tired? Because tomorrow, I gotta do the fucking shit again, man. Whatever shit is that made me fucking nauseous and sick to my stomach, it made me hurt. There's no ending. And that's the person I listen to. That's the person who's gained knowledge. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself. You don't find yourself in over here. You find yourself on the other end.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever, you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
And we're not on this stage just because of talent or ability.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, I actually paid attention one time in class, and he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
The ones who are confident, quiet in the room, it's like in a board meeting, the quiet ones will sit and they're really the powerful ones in the meeting who make all the decisions. The quiet ones, the ones who are behind the scenes trying to hold you down, those are the ones who are chicken shit anyway, who will never come to you, you'll never see them. And I realized instead of me trying to find them or try to figure out, well, who made that call and why did this happen, I thought, okay, I'll always remember the people who are good to me. And then I realized the person I compete with most is just me. It's you versus you.
No, you do your own thing, you know, especially when everyone else isn't doing it. They call you crazy or whatever else. Oh, you're in here and people driving by being like, what the fuck is that guy doing up so late? Well, what's up so late mean? I don't know. It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something. You probably at one time or another believe that you can be great at that. And then you work to get great at that and you reach that greatness. But you don't mistakenly become great. And then you start to believe, oh man, I'm great at that. No, you believed that before and you worked to get that. So I always believe that. And I'll work every day to reach that.
Ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
I have to work. I have to do something with my own two hands. So I have a philosophy these days that you got to put in the work with our own two hands, because this is the stuff that you can control. We control the controllables, as we say. The other part is a competitive nature that is in my DNA and it's in my blood, just like it runs in all of our constitution and our makeup here in this room, and yours included, where I love the competition. I love to win. And I also love to learn. I don't say lose, I say I love to learn. So I would say it's a combination of that. For me, the work ethic comes from, I never want to be evicted again, which is probably why I need therapy. The other side to that is a competitive nature. And that competitive nature, that never goes away.
I realize you go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher. Because it's becoming more difficult. They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. It's getting more hard to breathe. It's getting more dangerous, whatever. So that means along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone. This is the next thing.
We don't want that person who's constantly challenging our weaknesses. We want that person who's constantly, you know, making us feel nice and good and secure in ours. That's the mediocrity of life. We want to be the best amongst the average people.
People wonder, how do you stay hungry all the time? Because after I accomplish something, I don't sit back like a lot of guys who graduate buzz, graduate this, graduate that. They get comfortable. They wonder why I'm getting weak, man. I don't know, I lost my edge. What's going on? Because once you hit the top of the fucking mountain, guess what happened? I'm good, so you wonder why you're falling down now. Because once you reach the top of the mountain, you gotta build a fucking another one. That's mediocrity. There's a lot of people in mediocrity who have a nice resume, but they're one-timers, man. They hit a one-time deal, they busted it open, got a lot of money, but they're good. You're mediocre now, man.
It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. That's what got them there, and it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man. And it really sucks when you've tasted success at one point in your life.
You can't be weak.
Yeah.
And in this country, being weak is thought of as a virtue.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson has a really interesting way of looking at this. And he said it to me once, and it made a lot of sense. He said, people think that you should be weak and you should be docile, and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no, you should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done, not the money, all that was accomplished, the first to do, the man that did this, he caused a merger between this. Because of his commitment and growth to this, the communities were then given this, made education this, changed the way the schooling was, blah, 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 gave books, gave computers, gave all of the things that can be associated with you and your existence become a part of the chapters in your book.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Energy, let it out. 7, 8, 9, 10, a machine here. There you go. Nobody works like David in this house. 13, come on. 14, come on. 15, shut that muscle down. 16, come on. Get it. 17.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20, you got some more.
They don't know me, son.
21, yeah, get it again. Come on, we want to see it. Good, 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more?
Going to carry the boats.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You did it. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, man. Once you get it, come on over this side of the fence. You don't see fucking problems anymore, man. You see situations. You see possibilities, and you can't wait to get them started, man. You're like, why did I wait so long to engage? It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? Are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment. There's no quarter commitment. There's no three quarter. It's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every fucking day we engage. Because that's the better life. And the people you surround yourself are like-minded. And they're better friends. Friends and family for life, man. They have your back. They're solid individuals doing solid tasks, leaving a solid impact of legacy for other people. That's a fucking solid life, man. It's your option, though. What are you gonna do?
I'm still stuck with something that I don't want to let go. This is like a practical way. On the one side, you can really just argue by, listen, if from the 24 hours a day, you are like sleeping 8 hours and you still have then the rest of 16 hours to invest in something. If from these 16 hours, you are spending 10 hours sitting there thinking about how nice everything was a few days ago, Well, it's just blocking you from investing these 10 hours in now starting to do something now or planning something that you want to put into place later.
Questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. Or you can be me, which, am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Or I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today. You're a bad boy.
Wouldn't you realize that? That is when greatness will happen. People think that you are not a threat. But I know differently.
Douglas is an idiot.
You have many gifts. Andrew is a gift. What is in here is a gift. You do not think like other men. You are unpredictable. That will serve you well. Use your inner intelligence. And I promise you, my son, that one day the whole world will know and fear.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on. And do it again, do it again, do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there for permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick. The only carrot you have is like, maybe. Because whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, the good chance you're not going to make it, Goggins. This ain't you, bro.
Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like. Because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. And when you finally figure it out, how to win real battles, it's found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles. Blocking, tackling, until they get tired. Because you don't know what tired feels like. That's the only reason we do this.
This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you. The real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that fucking computer comes on with 150 questions, this ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. Passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. When I'm taking that test and I get to a question, I don't fucking know the answer, I'm like, fuck, man. And then, I told you, man, that ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair. That's what you do, how to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen? A lot of times we all say, somebody blows a whistle and says, all right, come on. You don't belong here. Get out of here. We're taking you back. That's not the way it is. If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent. You could do this. Son, don't worry. You're going to do it. You're going to make it. Okay? Because if they don't have the will to do it, don't worry. They'll quit. You'll quit. Because you just can't do it because it's too damn hard. It really is.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be,
I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen.
If I had the power to turn back time, I would never use it. I don't think about it. Because then every moment that you go through means absolutely nothing, but you can always go back and do it again. So it loses its flavor, it loses its beauty. When things are final, you know, moments won't ever come again.
I always tell people that about working out. Like, fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah, sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, okay, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you.
You have to work hard. Everybody in this room knows if it's worth something to you, you got to put in the effort. And, you know, the tricky thing, as we know with social media, is you let people in a little bit. You let them in on what you want them to see. But at the end of the day, I always feel like social media may be the tip of the iceberg that you allow people to see, but it's everything underneath the water that they don't see. And I always like to say it's the work we put in when nobody's watching that really matters. It's easy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think when you go to work, you got a lot of people around, you galvanize everybody, you could feel the momentum and the energy start to go. It's, and not to oversimplify the work, but it leads to work begets work. So if we're all together in a room, we're gonna work, but it's the stuff you do on your own, away from everybody, really that matters. So you gotta put in the work. How hard do I work? I work hard.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground, it's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is, no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
Yeah.
We're in the time of toxic masculinity, right? Where you could be toxically male. And then if you're suppressing masculinity, you're going to bring on hard times. Masculinity doesn't mean you're mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're angry. It means strength.
Yes.
It means discipline. It
yeah.
means the ability, like you need a military. And if you don't think you need a military, you need to go and pay attention to the rest of the world, because there's militaries all over the world that are doing horrific things. If you don't have a military in this country that can combat that and at least act as a deterrent to them doing things, you're going to get taken over. That's what's happened.
If I have a cookie cutter message, it may hit 5 people out of 25. You just failed. My message needs to be in a way where I can hit all 25 people. It needs to be broad enough to where all 25 people may not like the message, but they're getting something from it. And that is evolution. You must continue to evolve. And you don't evolve, for me, in my job, unless I cap myself somewhere and say, okay, you made this much money, get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. So for me, I must cap myself so I can come back with better, more unique knowledge versus the all that cookie cutter knowledge that's out there. That's why people buy the books I have, because it's not cookie cutter. It's real knowledge.
You don't actually need me to stand for anything. You just need me to stand. To be the strong man, the man of action. My God, you're addicted to action and slogans. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what I do. Just as long as I'm doing something, you're happy to be along for the ride. And frankly, I don't blame you. With all the foolishness and indecision in your lives, why not a man like me? I don't apologize. In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win. The deck is stacked. The rules are rigged. Welcome to the death of the age of reason. There is no right or wrong. Not anymore. There's only being in, and then being out.
If this room is completely dark, I am alone. Even if somewhere behind there, I see a spark of light, I see a spark of hope, which is behind there. Yeah, but for me, experiencing here, there is still the gap of darkness in between me and the spark of hope. So around me, for me, it's dark. And I don't have anybody left and right for me. To build yourself up, to have a certain amount of, let's say, responsibility for yourself. This is why I'm emphasizing all the time in all of these years, make yourself strong. Make yourself strong. We all want peace, yes. But here, in our place, we not just want to have peace, peaceful and strong. This combination I prefer better.
If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days. If there's potential inside of you, which you know it's there, but you're too scared to tell anyone else about it, and you go on and on, get older and older and older and older, and the windows of opportunity start to close, and you knew it could have been given birth to, but you never did it, I promise you, it will haunt you. It'll be more, it's a living nightmare, dude. That fact that you have the ability to do something and you're too weak to fucking turn the key and start the engine on it is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity or pain in the gym or sacrifice. All that is just nothing compared to a life where you're burdened by regret, guys.
What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo? Because a lot of people, like this guy came in one time, I was a trainer, and he goes, man, I can stop doing anything but my frappuccinos. I go, fucking leave. Because I'm looking for that person, like me. People, it's hard for people to understand how I lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I sat down at the table and I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. That guy was you that said that. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you. And I just feel like that's one of the more profound philosophical comments. There's a lot of grown men and women that are still boys and girls because they think someone else is coming to change their life.
One thing important is that we all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. 19 years ago, 300 pounds, I was spraying for cockroaches. I made a decision to try to be a Navy SEAL. My whole goal was to go on this path every day after work and to run a mile to mile and a half. This rock was about the 0.5 mark in my run. This rock was a moment that should have broken me. I got 0.5 into it. I weighed 297 pounds. I sat on this rock and I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. There wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're fucking to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain.
Do you want to do this or not? Which is what I think a lot of it boils down to. Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path. And this is interesting too. When you talk to people that went to SEAL training that didn't make it, most of the time it's some reason. There's a medical reason. There's a family problem. There's very few people that look at you and say, oh, I quit because it sucked.
There is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created or woman in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now.
And I thought, well, the first two don't seem like it's in my DNA. I know what we should do. Let's go build more mountain. Not only let's go build more mountain, but the difference is, for me, is now bringing everybody with us to build more mountain as well. So everybody can everyone can take accountability for the work ethic that we're all gonna put in, but everyone can enjoy building this mountain too as well. Because what happens is, you ultimately, as we go along in the road of life, you become so uniquely focused, myopic on the thing that you wanna attract and compete for and accomplish. You and I were talking backstage about that, about, you know, just everything that you have done and continue to do.
You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success, remind you what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, keep going. You're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's gonna happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's gonna happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it, and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it.
Only do things that only we can do. It was about doing things that we didn't even know we could do yet, which became One of Zero. And that's why that became the brand that I'm going to continue to wear for the next few years, and build that association. But I think that that kind of encapsulates my personal life goal, which is, like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And what would I do if I didn't, if I knew I couldn't fail? And the idea that I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try. And so just along those lines of trying to create more bias internally towards action rather than inaction, and normalizing consequences of failure as we said earlier, win or learn.
Because you're not like everybody else. You know, when you're built different than everybody else, and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're fucked up. And they'll tell you that too. You know, what the f*** is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just relax? Why can't you just do this? Because I'm just not built that way, man. And as I've gotten a little bit older, I've gotten better at accepting it. And it's sort of embracing the fact that this provides a lot of good, but there's a lot of things that you have to deal with that come that aren't so good.
The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this. Right now, I'm saying, like, there's a confidence to it, man. There's a bad motherfucker that's right here, you know, that's getting ahead of the competition. There's an overwhelming sense of fulfillment and pride and satisfaction with that. You know, I didn't have to shoot up anything. I didn't have to drink anything. I didn't have to go party anything. All I had to do was just go work out. And now what's going to happen is a residual effect of that. Not only does my body grow, but my belief in whatever my current endeavors are, they seem closer. They seem like, you know, I can reach out and grab them now. And you don't get that sense of confidence by going through society's rhyme to reason.
You worked day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. As time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he come to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. But he realized that's what makes true greatness. The story would be about transformation of a kid looking inwardly to then growing up and understanding the importance and the power he's looking outward.
My friends were the guys that were in the battle with me. So
sick.
It's very different in today's age, which I actually think is a little, you've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like for me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys. Now, I knew I wasn't going to kill them physically, but man, if I could just, what did they say? You know, and what did they look like? Did they disrespect me at all? You know, and did that asshole say something? Like, those are little things that can get me right in the emotional frame of mind that when I ran on the field and I said, let's fucking go. It was really, let's go kick some ass. That's what we were doing.
When you eat a fucking great juicy steak, man, you want to have that again. When you go out and you train hard to play baseball and you connect and you hit the winning home run, you want to feel that way again.
When you taste these finer things of life, all the pain, all the work, all the sacrifice to get them is well worth it. If anything, it's a small down payment for the price and the reward you got and that feeling once felt. How do you ever turn your back on it? Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there. Grab a buddy of yours. Say, man, me and you are gonna fucking do this together. And you're gonna be on my ass if I start slacking. I'm gonna be on your ass if I start slacking. And I'll never accept mediocre again. I need to take every excuse that they may have away from them. They need to see me outworking them every day, not trying to put them down, but saying, God, man, if he's doing this, man, so when I tell you to do something, you can't say no. You realize, fuck, he's getting after it every day. I cannot say no to him. He's leading by example. So that's what it's all about. It's about, and people say lead by example. It's so easy to say that, man. It's so easy to say that, but to do that every day, to wake up every day miserable and say, God, I don't want to do this anymore. That's when you know you're a leader. When you're at that point and you're saying to yourself, every night is Groundhog's Day. Every single day, you know, I'm going back in the lab again, man. I'm going back in the lab every single day. You know it's not going to end. That's when you know you're being a leader, when your life truly is in a, it sucks.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. So if you don't have the mindset that you are the best reporter ever, then you already failed. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on a basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best to do what I do. And that'll give me a shot at being the best.
Along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone. This is not my sentence. I think it is a sentence I heard within the field of martial arts. Of course you can say, why, if you practice martial art with all of the passion that you have and other people also have passion, then the group becomes stronger. It makes it easier for you to stay on this field. It is one perspective, yes. But self-mastery, mastering something, is always about yourself. And if you want to master yourself, well, you're gonna challenge and face yourself. And this is happening alone.
A lot of people that, you know, make it to a certain successful point in life. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
You know,
it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Because it doesn't mean that you can't be kind if you're strong, but it does mean you can't be strong if you're weak.
Yeah.
If you're weak, you're fucked. And there's a lot of weak people in this country right now that are trying to take control. And they're gathering up all the other weak people. And they say, yeah, let's all be weak together. And they're willing to embrace all sorts of ideas that have been disproven. Not just disproven, that have caused the deaths of untold millions of people. Yeah. In Maoist China and Stalinist Russia. And it's crazy. And yeah, they're short-sighted. And they're short-sighted because in the short term, they want their tribe to win, and there's so many weak people that'll join along with them. There's so many just simple-minded dullards that just want to promote their tribe.
If you have no point of reference or experience, but you have people around you who are telling you, hey, we know this business, this is what you need to do to become a leading man and to become a movie star, you can't be what you were. You have to be what they are.
You're dead, Tommy. You're out of your fucking depth. You're dead already. So you didn't learn. When my mother died at the hands of your ambition, you didn't learn your limitations.
I have no limitations.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.